How many children does Dr. Ansley have? I'm not sure, but it is either 24 or 250. This conversation took place in London in 1669, following the christening of yet another child recently born into the Ansley home. And the latter estimate proved correct. This was indeed the 25th child to take its place in the doctor's family. The future of this infant was far from ordinary. This little one, a girl, was to have a very important part in the history of the church. Given the name Susanna, she would grow up to marry Samuel Wesley and to bear 19 children of her own. Two of her sons would rise to great prominence in the founding of Methodism and would leave mankind good reason to know their accomplishments and to remember their names, both in the field of evangelism and in the writing of hymns, for they were none other than John and Charles Wesley. Susanna manifestly inherited many of the qualities possessed by her father, beside the tendency to produce a large family. The Reverend Samuel Ansley, M.A., LL.D., was a man of noteworthy character. Born of devout Puritan parents, he stated that he was so early instructed in the way of salvation that he could not remember a time when he was conscious of not knowing the Lord. At the age of 5, he began to read 20 chapters of the Bible a day, and this practice he continued till the close of his life. Early in his teens, he entered Oxford University, and upon graduating in 1644, he was ordained and became the pastor of a church in the county of Kent. His actions soon demonstrated what kind of man he was. The previous pastor had joined with his people in their dancing, drinking, and merriment on the Lord's Day. But Samuel Ansley declared his opposition to all such worldly behavior, and they hailed him with spits, forks, and stones, and threatened his life. His reply was, "Use me as you will. I am resolved to continue with you till God has fitted you by my ministry to entertain a better man." He stayed with them till there was evidence of a widespread turning to better practices when he moved to London. There he faced still greater difficulties. During the 1640s, England had endured a civil war with, on the one hand, the Royalist army fighting for the King and the Church of England, and on the other, the army of the Parliamentarians demanding a Puritan form of government. The Parliamentarians, under Oliver Cromwell, were victorious, and the King, Charles I, was captured, tried, and beheaded. A form of peace was then established, but could not...